The Tam abuser, he had said that Yibal HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore that he's not going to destroy us. The Mela instead, we have to go into Gullus, we're exiled, we're Meshubid, we have Tzaris, unlike the other nations. But why are we scattered? First episode, we're scattered all over the world. The Tam abuser, Lefi Daiti. There's two reasons why we're scattered. Klai Yisrael should be dispersed amongst all the other nations that don't have an understanding. So all the nations across the world will get to learn from Klai Yisrael about the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
If everybody's making fun.
Yeah, but they still know the truth. 100%. Yeah, deep down. They see the truth. That's it. They see Klai Yisrael that are concerned about Ashkaka brought this. The fact that the Abish pays attention to every detail in our lives. Klai Yisrael was sinned in the Holy Land, which is the center of the earth and the exact median of climates. So we were in like a perfect climate, the perfect place, the Mid East, yeah, over there in Mamish, and over there we were Kaita. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so this is the center of the universe, and it's also the center of the universe up in Shemayim. And they ruined its specialness by sinning over there. They have to be kicked out of that very pristine place. They have to be sent to places in the world in which there's hashpa that's coming not directly straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we lost that tremendous opportunity of like living in the king's palace. And through the exile and the difficulties, our sins become cleansed. So the temporary pain and struggles that we have down here, it cleanses us. Showed to Avram Avinu four things. Torah of Kabbanus and Malchus began. Okay. Torah and Ayin, how do you know that Hashem showed Avram Avinu? The Torah and Emmer. Velapid Eish. Vein Lapid Ela Torah. So by the Brisbane of Sarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this conflagration of fire, this pillar of fire. And that refers to, it's a remnant to the Torah and Emmer. V'chol Emmer is HaKadosh Ves Alapid. Tan Roshon. There was this an oven fire, a furnace fire. Zegen. Shenemar boyer ketan ruksiv asher ur loy b'tzion v'tan ruksiv yushalayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Avraham Avinu in the Brisbane of Sarim this nevuah about again. Take this calf and divide into three. Malchios, the Malchios of the Umay Sa'ilam, Shalemar, Vine Imakashek Doilan, and fellows of tremendous darkness, descended upon him, and that's the Goliois. Ema Zubavel, Hashecha, Zuyavan, Gedoila, Zumadai, the fellows of Zeh Adoim. Omakash Borgul Avram, Osid Beisam Migdash Likorva, Kerbonis Libatel, Maurit Zainka, what would you like from your children? Would you like them to go and be meshubed under the authority of the nations of the world? And that way, it'll save them from going to Gehenim. Avram Avinu chose for Klai Yisrael, for his descendants, that we should have Sheba Malchus and not be subjected to Gehenim. Your father sold you off. Woo, doesn't sound so nice. Their tzur, which is the rock of Ram Avinu, he sold us off. Go back to the rock that you were carved out of. Okay. ואף על פי שנשתם לישראל, בואי למזל לשיבת מלכיוס, וגולו מן הארץ הקדושה, עשיתן אין לחזור לה, even though Taka, we were exiled, and we sent to all the other nations, we're going to return, במהיר ימינו, שיבונה הבית, וימויד, לעד ולעולם.